All right, back once again on the Mel Pearson radio show called Inside Michigan Hockey here at Pretzel Bell every Tuesday from 6 to 7 o'clock. And we have a couple of special guests right now from the University of Michigan health system. And we're first going to introduce a guy that's been with Michigan Hockey for a very long time. He left us a little while to go out to Colorado to ski, and then he came back. And he's Matt Trevor. And Matt, I assume you're enjoying your new job with the health system.
Yeah, it's been really good, Al. It's been with Michigan Medicine now since the end of April, so through the Frozen Four, and then a few weeks later made that move over there. And it's been really, really enlightening just to see everything that happens in Michigan Medicine and Michigan Neurology specifically, which is where I am now doing communications. So it's been a big change, but it's been great to do something different. I still get a chance to be in Ann Arbor, and I got the chance to come to the hockey game a few weeks ago, and of course I'll be there this Friday for the ALS Awareness Night.
And Matt, before we get to Dr. Gottman, tell us all. And I know the story, but yeah. tell the audience how the ALS Awareness Game began.
Very good question. I think it started really. We were back in 2016. We had the first game in the fall, and even going back a few months, I remember LJ Scarpace, if everybody remembers, who actually was probably here in the area last night with the Carolina Hurricanes now. And I remember talking to LJ in the hockey office one day, and I'd seen Scott Maskell came in that day to see LJ. I knew they were friends, and he asked me if I noticed anything different about him. I said, I don't know, he seemed fine. We shook hands, we talked for a few minutes, and he goes, well, you're not going to believe it, he has ALS. And I think at the time, I kind of knew it. I knew what ALS was. I knew it's Lou Gehrig's disease, but I didn't, I don't have a day-to-day interaction with it, and LJ and I got to talking more and more about it, and we talked to Red about it and said, this is something we really need to do. This is a great opportunity to really show support for somebody who needs support. And then I even learned at that time that we'd had a former player named Jim Ballantyne who had passed away from ALS about 10 or 15 years prior. So we created the first ALS game in October of 2016. We did the Red Wings game against the Michigan alumni, which went extremely well that winter. And then we did our second ALS game this past year, and now we're here season number 3 for it. But that's really all it came down to, just a Michigan teammate wanting to help another Michigan teammate, and then the entire family kind of coming together of Michigan hockey saying, what can we do to support our own? Even going back to we even had guys from the 90s that played with Jim Ballantyne come back to those games. And Jim Ballantyne's family came to the first ALS game, and his son had never seen a Michigan hockey game before. But Jimmy B's former teammates came out and met the family and wanted to see how he was doing. So just a really good thing, I think, that's been grabbed onto here by Michigan hockey.
All right. Our guest, Matt Trevor, used to be with Michigan hockey, now gone on to bigger and better things and more important things, really, when you consider what you're doing as far as making people aware of certain medical procedures and things that are available to the public. And we welcome in Dr. Steve Gottman, who is from the University of Michigan ALS Center. And Doc, nice seeing you again.
Nice to be here. Yeah, thanks so much for having us on. Thanks, Coach, for giving up some time on your show. And we really thank the Michigan Hockey's commitment to raising awareness for this disease. It's a disease in desperate need of awareness and increased public recognition. So we appreciate all that you're doing to help us do that.
Is there a percentage of the population? Can we do those kind of numbers? How many people are afflicted with ALS?
So about 2 per 100,000 people get this disease. It's about the same rate as multiple sclerosis. So a lot of people hear of multiple sclerosis, but ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is not this disease that has as much recognition. We think about 20 to 30,000 people are living at any given time in the United States with ALS.
Okay. Let's Scotty Matzka. Okay. And we've seen that disease progress in him because we're all familiar with him. And we knew what kind of a hockey player he was and things. What are you learning about Scotty Matzka and more about the disease?
So let me talk in more general terms so I don't break any privacy violations.
Okay.
But we need to learn a lot more about what causes ALS, what leads ALS to progress, and are there targets that we can find to better treat the disease. And so what do we do in our clinic? So we're really interested, especially understanding why the state of Michigan has more ALS cases than other parts of the country. We don't understand why. Rates of ALS are higher in the Midwest, especially Michigan. So what we think is that this is a disease that has some environmental trigger that's on top of genetic susceptibility. So we really need to find out exactly what's causing ALS and whether any of these causes are targetable. We have some really interesting work in the clinic right now in terms of understanding how the immune system plays a role in ALS. And so what we can do is we can look at these samples that individuals donate to us on a monthly basis. We're so fortunate to be able to partner with our patients to really help better understand ALS. And so through them donating samples to us on a regular basis, we can see, are these immune cells changing? Is this presenting some opportunity for us to understand what's driving ALS, what's making ALS progress, and can we find a treatment? So this is what we're focusing on. This is what our patients commit to us. We say, we're dedicated to treating you, and we are very much appreciative of the fact that you give of yourself to help us learn more about this disease so that future generations don't have to live with this disease.
Dr. Steve Galtman from the University of Michigan ALS Center and Matt Trevor as well here are our guests on the Mel Pearson Radio Show. And another question I have you is that I had heard or read that concussions now could be related to the disease as well.
So there are a whole host of factors that we think are a precipitating factor of ALS. Concussion can be one of those. Head trauma may be another. Physical activity is thought perhaps to play a role. We don't know why. We need to tease these out. And it's some of the work that we're doing in our center to help understand, are there certain lifestyle factors that may make one more susceptible to ALS?
How about genetics?
So genetics is definitely a component of ALS. About 10 to 15% of people have a family history of ALS where there's a very strong genetic component driving the disease. In the rest of individuals, there's probably some factor of genetics. It's not the only factor, but it's some factor. So we have to understand that all disease is a component of genetics and the environment that we live in, and really understanding the places those intersect are keys to us better understanding the disease.
So it can be one thing, but it also can be a combination of things.
It's definitely a combination of factors that leads to disease, and that's what makes research into ALS so complex. How do we go back in time before somebody had ALS, maybe decades before somebody developed ALS, and really untangle all of those intricacies of this factor and that factor and that factor to understand the disease that you have today? And so we need to understand how those things intersect, how we can go back in time using the advancing medical technologies to really understand ALS better.
Well, I know we'll see you Friday, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Matt, you'll be there Friday for the ALS awareness scan. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. It's so an important subject, and it really hits home when you know somebody that has it.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Galtman, Matt Trevor, and we'll be back with more on the Mel Pearson Radio Show in a moment on the Michigan IMG Hockey Network.